This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Oscar nominations will be announced early tomorrow morning, and once again, film studio Miramax is sure to be in the game with The Aviator and Finding Neverland. But for the company's founders, brothers Harvey and Bob Weinstein, the Oscar campaign will be bittersweet. As NPR's Kim Masters reports, the Weinsteins are about to split with the company they founded 25 years ago.
In a business of tough players, the hard-charging Weinstein brothers have always stood out. But despite what you might call a lack of personal elegance, they built Miramax into an Oscar powerhouse. Their company was behind Shakespeare in Love, The Piano, The English Patient, and many others that won critical raves and awards.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna...
The Weinsteins made a lot of money on low-budget movies. Then they stepped into the big leagues by selling Miramax to the Walt Disney Company. The Weinsteins still ran the place, but they got hundreds of millions of dollars each year to build up their slate of films. But as time went on, Harvey Weinstein's considerable appetite grew. He moved toward bigger-budget productions, like The Gangs of New York or last year's Cold Mountain. Peter Biskind is the author of Down and Dirty Pictures, a book about independent film that is, by necessity, largely about Miramax.
Miramax essentially abandoned its original business plan, the one that was in place when Disney bought Miramax to begin with in 1993. It's a much different company now than it was then.
Unfortunately, those big-budget films didn't win the critical acclaim, the awards, or the business that the Weinsteins had hoped. Meanwhile, Disney chief executive Michael Eisner was said to be increasingly impatient with Harvey Weinstein's high-rolling ways. Tensions grew, and then last year, the Weinsteins went after Eisner in an especially public way.
Congressman? Michael Moore.
How are you doing?
Good, good. Trying to get members of Congress to get their kids to enlist in the Army and go over to Iraq.
Eisner stood accused of kowtowing to the White House by refusing to distribute Fahrenheit 9/11, Michael Moore's documentary assault on President Bush. Again, Peter Biskind.
My reading is that Harvey used it to turn the heat up on Eisner and succeeded in humiliating Eisner and humiliating Disney and the Disney board and really overreached.
The embarrassment deepened as the film became the highest-grossing documentary of all time, bringing in more than $100 million at the box office. But in the Weinsteins' war with Disney, Eisner had a doomsday option. Disney didn't have to renew the Weinsteins' contract, which expires this year. The Weinsteins dispute it, but Disney has claimed that Miramax has been losing money. Wall Street analyst Richard Greenfield says the lack of clear information makes it hard to evaluate Miramax's value to Disney.
From a creative standpoint, losing Miramax would clearly be a negative for Disney. Understanding what the loss of Miramax over the next 12 months might mean to Disney from an investment standpoint is very unclear.
What now appears certain is that the Weinsteins will lose the company's rich film library, as well as the company name that is derived from Miriam and Max, the Weinstein parents. It's far from clear what Disney intends to do with Miramax, which is one of the few brands in the movie business that actually has some meaning for consumers. But Peter Biskind says it seems clear that Disney won't let that name go.
I think it's one of those scorched earth things. You know, they'd rather lock it away than have the Weinsteins exploit it.
The Weinsteins have signaled that they will raise money and start again. Sources familiar with the situation say that they will retain an interest in as many as 40 projects that are currently in development at Miramax. To hold on to a piece of those projects, the Weinsteins will probably be forced to partner up with Disney. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.